There is one issue in the Middle East where Iran, the U.S., Turkey, and others agree. They do not want Iraq's Kurds to hold an independence referendum on Monday. They worry about what it would do to Iraq and how Kurds in other countries would see it. NPR's Jane Arraf reports from Iraq's Kurdish North.
This is a pro-independence rally in Erbil, the capital of what is officially known as the Kurdistan region of Iraq. People here want it to be just Kurdistan, their own state, separate from a country many have come to hate. In the sea of Kurdish flags, there's a lone Israeli one. That's because Israel is the only regional player that supports Kurdish independence. Turkey and Iran have warned the Kurds not to hold the vote. So have the U.S. and the U.K. Mohammed Yasser is 20. He says it doesn't matter what the consequences are. The Kurds have waited long enough.
This is a historic time for us. We've always been under the control of others. We want to be an independent country.
The Kurdish region's neighbors, Iran, Turkey, and Syria, oppose the vote because they fear it would encourage their own Kurdish populations to break away as well. An example at the rally is Rogesh Adnan Yassin. She's waving a Kurdish flag and she is beaming. She's not even from Iraq. She's from the Kurdish region of Syria.
It's true we can't vote, but we are with the referendum with all our hearts. If they become a country here, they will support us, and we will be next.
There are helicopters flying overhead above this dancing, cheering crowd. They've dropped something from the sky, and as they drift down, you can see their rose petals.
There's no disputing that Iraqi Kurds have suffered. Under Saddam Hussein's regime, they were gassed, executed, and their villages destroyed. Many more were killed and driven out when they rose up against Saddam after his 1990 invasion of Kuwait. The U.S. and its allies created a no-fly zone where Iraqi warplanes couldn't attack them. Over the years, the Kurds created a region that was the most stable and prosperous in Iraq. But Kurds still don't feel safe.
It was Arabs who killed us in the Saddam regime. It was Arabs who brought ISIS here to kill the Kurds.
That's Burwa Aziza. He has a shop near the Erbil Citadel. These days, he sells a lot of Kurdish flags and scarves with Kurdish leaders' faces. But normally, he sells clothing. He says he hates Arabs so much, he charges them double. But not every Kurd believes this referendum is the way to independence, particularly where support for Kurdish President Masoud Barzani and his party isn't as strong. Like in the region's second biggest city, Sulaymaniyah. At the American University of Iraq in Sulaymaniyah, groups of students sit around cafeteria tables between classes. One plays a Persian song on his guitar. Here, opinion is divided.
It's just for the politician's benefit. I'm going to vote for no.
That's Gavar Kawa, who says independence won't solve his region's problems. The Kurdistan region is going through an economic crisis. Before this week, the Kurdish parliament hadn't met for 2 years. While every Kurd will tell you they dream of an independent Kurdistan, they don't all agree on the path to get there. Jane Arraf, NPR News, in the Kurdistan region of Iraq.